Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to come before you today to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most. Sometimes they call him Dr. Low, Coach Low, the love guru, and a man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, let us present Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one.
Real, but it seems to me,
I can vouch for you, Jimmy, in the city of sex. We in that sunshine state where the bomb and pimp be. The state where you never find a dance floor empty and pimp be. On a mission for them greens. Lean, mean, money-making machines, serving fiends. I've been in the game for 10 years making rap tunes. Ever since Honeys was wearing Sassoon. Now it's 95 and they clock me and watch me diamond shining. Looking like I'm Rob Liberace. It's all good from Diego to the Bay. Your city is the bomb if your city making pain.
The Real Relationship Talk Show with No Filters. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell, actual location. Then you can chat with Dr. Lois D. Smith as we talk about what is your role in a relationship. You also can check us out on the web link. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Radio, Internet Talk Radio. You can tweet the show at Victor Phi Sigma underscore with the number 10 and at Loretta B. Smith 15. The live broadcasts are available on Big O Live, Facebook, Instagram, which will be Zeta or Z-Squad Greenville 1981, or President Dr. Loretta Z. Smith, on TikTok and YouTube, the Smith Wave Production. Now, on Big O Live, Facebook, as well as TikTok, it's at Dr. and on 6 continents. Think about that, 43 countries. And on 6 continents, WBSN Radio, the internet station, we're number one, and also have a giveaway called the WBSW Radio Giveaway. We want you to register by sending your name to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. We raffle off hotel stays various from 3 nights to 4 days, 5 nights to 6 days. Also, we give away gift cards, food vouchers, gas vouchers, books, novelty items that we purchase from time to time. So we're excited about giving back to you. So we need you to register by sending your name to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. We also give love offerings. And we ask you to send your name along with a means of transaction. The four means of transaction that we're using, Cash App, send your name along with a Cash App account, or PayPal, or Venmo, or Zelle, again, to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Sow a seed of $1 with us, and we ask you to do that because we're purchasing the books that we give away. We're purchasing the gift cards. We're purchasing the gas vouchers. We're just trying to give back, and we just want you to support us. We're just sowing the seed of $1 with WBSW Radio, station at Cash App, $LorenzaDSmith. And we really appreciate you supporting. I'm going to give a shout out to some people that's joined us at this point. Thank you so much for taking time to be here. We have Wilfredo Romero. Thank you so much for joining us. Is anybody else stroll up? Marvin, thank you so Kato. We have Hala Ala. Thank you so much for joining us. We're gonna stroll down and see any others at the top of this right here. Marnay Mitchell, Alexandria 16. Also, we have user. Have two users. We don't have her name. We just have the I am look like in Antonio underscore B. Thank you, Jackie Warren Terrence 2363. Greg, thank you so much. We have other users. We have Marita. Thank you so much, Dennis Robson. Brotherin, thank you so much. Miss Trickle, Trickle, thank you so much. Natanya, thank you so much. Pooh Bear, thank you for taking time joining. Merrick Bell, thank you, sir. Rain Bell, thank you so much. Gina, thank you, Gina, so much for being a part. A user, Rick Jones, G, thank you, G, for taking time to be. There are many others joining us. So we're excited about our title for tonight's show. What is your role in a relationship? And I want you to think about it, but I truly want you to be able to respond in some form, whether you're on one of the social media sites. We want you to be able to just type in, what is your role in a relationship? Do you say, do you have a role, or you haven't had an opportunity to talk with your partner or your mate and say, what is my role in this relationship? You have to have some understanding that in a relationship, and especially in a marriage, there's roles and duties. And you have to know those duties are so important. So as we look forth at our title, what is your role in a relationship, we want to start about defining what is defining relationship roles. I was going to say what was the role in relationship, but the fact thank y'all so much for allowing me to get that out of me. A role only exists in a relationship to another person / people. A role only exists in relationship to another person or people or in a relationship. That means the relationship role changes depending on who we with my mom. My relationship role is son. So if a client, relationship will be, I'm your therapist. In a shop, I'm a customer. On WBSW Radio, the internet station, you are listeners and watchers. That's the role. So in essence, we have to understand that we have developed a relationship, that you take time to come check us out. We thank you so much for doing that. But you are the listeners and watchers who we want you to be participants by interacting with us. So understanding your role, this relationship, we're air, five, R, lover, partner, mate, or spouse. In a family relationship, we may have the role of child, parent, a sibling. In a friendship, the role may be open communication where you get a chance to talk about what will be my role in this relationship. A lot of times, individuals don't take time to talk about that. I always talk about when we talk about a romantic relationship and what you're looking for, to understand your role, you have to know what your intent is. What is my intent, you need to know, and I need to know what your intent. Because the ultimate goal is, if to meet my intention or my intent and you meet to meet your intent, I have to make sure we both can have a favorable outcome. But our role in dealing with expectations, a set of expectations, and a set of responsibilities. See, we try to slip and slide, even in our family relationships, our friendship, our romantic relationship, our job, and try to forget what is our role. I can slide on the role, but you can never take a minute off to make sure you are doing what you're supposed to. Relationships are successful when we truly, truly believe in one another. I expect you to be able to do so. When we talk about it, I expect you to do it. It becomes now a responsibility of yours. Are you capable of carrying on the responsibility when it's given to you, or when you expect to do it, or it's a part of your expectation? Let me give a shout out to Carol Davis. Thank you so much, Carol, for taking time to be a part of this. We have 989692834 that they're joining us. Not a name attached to it. Rick Jones,
MSG.
Thank you for taking time to be a part of this. Several others that I like haven't called out. Nicole Boaz, thank you so much. Val, thank you for taking time. Billy C. 497 joining us. We also have Jerome Maynard. Thank you so much for taking time to be here. This is one or two more. Sydney Morton joining us. Thank you so much for taking time to be here. It's exciting to have you all. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. I need for you to press 1. Make sure we can get you online so you can share your thoughts about exactly what we're talking about. We need to know what's your thoughts on understanding what is your role in a relationship. We have to understand that's needed to talk about. I give a shout out to our first sponsor, Lena Payton Webb with Blue Impression Publishers.
To share your inspiring story with the world, look no further than Blue Impressions Publishing, the premier publishing company that specializes in creating meaningful and impactful books and journals. Blue Impressions Publishing's veteran-owned by author Lena Payton Webb offers comprehensive services to bring your vision to life. Their mission is to empower writers, mental health professionals, consultants, coaches, and spiritual leaders to make a positive impact through their publication. Not only do they publish your words, they give you the strategy to be a successful author and earn an additional source of income. So whether you're an aspiring author or a seasoned writer, Blue Impressions Publishing is the publishing company for you. Don't let your story go untold. Visit the website today, yourartisticexpressions.com. You can also call 833-951-2665 to learn more about their services and to get started on your publishing journey. Blue Impressions Publishing, where inspiring stories leave a lasting impression.
We're going to give a shout-out to Lena Tunity. They mentioned the number, but it's 833-951-2665. Call, and she can kind of help you get progressed in your ability to write and publish what you need to publish. They're going to stick it out with you and work through the process. Because they want to build a relationship. They understand their role is not to just have you come in and you use their service, and after you finish, you're through. They're going to stick with you. They're going to make sure they introduce you to the marketing opportunity to market your product. So that's a relationship. They understand their role. They understand that you're employing them to give the best job possible. So being able to understand a relationship, what's important. As we look at closing out what we're talking about, a relationship role, we have to remember that, see, roles are not always static. They can change over time depending on the need of a relationship. If you're in a family relationship, you have a parent, a child, and siblings, and other relatives extended, see, the expectations and the responsibility changes. Changes when you get additions to the family, changes when people leave the family. And whatever it may be, why they do leave, you have to understand, you have to have your role may change. You may have to pick up more than you normally was responsible for. Or you could drop and get less when you have addition. That's how it goes. So understanding how roles will change over time, but it's dependent on what it is need in the relationship, in a romantic relationship. You need that. There are some needs and expectations that you see in the beginning that needs to be worked on to be even better. This is what we're talking about, understanding your role. Because when we're talking about a family dynamic, for example, a child's role in a family changes as they grow up and become adults. Thank you so much. We have Eva Lowe. Eva Lowe, thank you for joining us. 1A. Billy, thank you, Billy C, for joining us. As it's slow to come in, I'm trying to give them a shout-out. Thank you so much for taking time to be a part of this. As we move forward on our next phase, we'll play our next sponsor. That's L&T Lawn Service. We thank this brother so much for being a part. This is L&T Lawn, L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Stalwart at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Stalwart. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
Shout out to L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC, located in South Central Alabama. You want to connect with Anthony Stalwart, you go to Facebook, type in Anthony Stalwart, and it populates information, and then you can direct message them to let them know what your interest, what is the service available, what some prices might be, or you can give them a call at 334-300-7401. Again, 334-300-7401. That is Anthony Stalwart with L&T Stalwart Lawn Service, LLC. As we move forward with our next topic and our title, I want you to keep in mind, what is your role in a relationship? The question is almost like a test. And then we're going to see what you can type down, what is your role. Let me know what is your role. If you was on here for 10, 15, 30, 40, 15, 20, 30 seconds, you may have to step away. We'll come back. In what is your role in a relationship? We want to know what you think. So as we move forth with our topics, we want to discuss the importance of a relationship role. See, the importance of a relationship role cannot be understated. It is the foundation in which all healthy relationships are built. See, without a clear understanding of what each person's role is in the relationship, conflict and confusion can easily arise. See, that's one of the things we talk about when we go through the tiers of a healthy relationship. So you start off in the social stage, which is the love stage. You might meet somebody in passing, and you may see them again, and you say, okay, I want to know more about that person. So I will move into the acquaintance stage, which is the stage of attraction to someone. And see, we have to keep in mind that we have to make it clear that we want to build on the foundation. And one magical word I tell everybody that's so important when you start in a relationship is that you want to build a foundation, but building a foundation starts with intent. What is your intent? My intention is this. My intention is this. And truly what we have to keep in mind is, say, my intention is to be in a relationship to get a favorable outcome. Your goal is to have a favorable outcome. Thank you so much, Queen Ministries. Thank you so much, Lewis. She writes down, thank you for joining us, first of all. And she has single, no role. LOL, you know, single, no role, see? But the thing about it, even in not so much as a romantic phase, but in a role, maybe we're talking about family relationship. We're talking about friendship. Okay, we're talking about your job. See, you have a role, you have expectations, and you have a responsibility. So when you're talking about not setting the ground rules, not being open about what you need to talk about at the beginning of any kind of relationship, then you're going to have conflict. You're going to have confusion because it's like fighting and pulling away from each other and pulling against each other. When you should sit down and have a conversation about, so you can make it easy, make it work. See, there are different types of relationships I have already mentioned that can lead to be healthy relationships, long-lasting relationships. We know we band together because of, with family because of blood, but that don't mean the relationship can be healthy if it's your family relationship. Friendship, we pick the people who want to be our friends. That's what you got to understand. They're going to be our confidant. They're going to be our best friend. But you're not guaranteed that he can be healthy. Some of the conflict and confusion comes a lot of times through friendship, because sometimes the people you share your heart with, it sometimes become envy of you. And what they'll do is share it with others. So what we have to understand, but one of the most important things when we're talking about healthy relationships are things some people just started nose up to. Like, for example, communication. See, we have to be effective communicators. We have to be effective communicators where we're able to listen actively, think in a manner that allows us to take the, what we heard, and we'll be able to have to come out on this side. And this side where I'm able to articulate it through my mouth because of my thoughts and because of what I heard. So communication is important. You must include that. See, your role is to make sure you're effective communication, not just in a romantic relationship, in your family relationship, in your friendship, on your job, in your community, in your church. You can, some of the worst people, some of the people who lack the ability to communicate are found in the doors of the church and inside those four walls, because they find things to create confusion and conflict. Sometimes you have to always be careful what you say around people, because you don't want to hear it again. The trust. See, in an effective, healthy, long-lasting relationship, you have to be able to trust the people you're around. The old saying is, I got to trust myself first. Self-trust is very important before I can begin to trust other people. You got to trust yourself. So trust is so important. What we was talking about yesterday, faith and fear. See, we trust in the Lord because, you know, you have to have faith and belief in our Lord and Savior. So you trust and believe in the Lord. So the same thing applies to being a healthy relationship. That word trust, and that it is not said, but you got to believe in the people you are around, whether it's family members, friends, work, a church, community. See, when you respect yourself, you have a tendency to respect others around you. But when you have you really don't respect yourself, have no self-respect, you wouldn't care about what other people feel. You wouldn't care to say anything, whether it's indignity or it's not the right thing to say, because you're really in a point of, I don't care. So you lack the ability to respect. You're a disrespectful person. No one wants to be around. You can't have a healthy relationship being disrespectful. So, boy, see, that's something people always talk about. I'll support you, but when it's time, you can't find them individual. Some people don't even understand the definition of support. Everybody have their definition, but the one is that support is being there, providing the opportunity to lift someone else. Are you capable of doing that? So to have a healthy relationship, you got to understand that the role that you play in centered around being able to be an effective communicator, being able to be trustworthy, being respectful, and on top of that, support. You got to be able to support and encourage. See, each person in a relationship have their own unique set of needs and wants. Every relationship, people have their own set of needs. They have their own set of wants. You have to know what are your needs and what are your wants. Too many times you'll run across somebody who wants all the time. Sometimes they have a hand out like cups. All the time. time waiting for something to fall in. And they're looking for it from the individual that might be their spouse, might be their partner, might be their mate. See, in this world, it's not all about your wants. It's about having an equal understanding of needs and wants. See, in a relationship that's successful, you have to understand that another person, your partner, your mate, have needs and wants too. We just can't overshadow and just focus on ourselves. You should have to suffer through something because of what somebody has done to you 4 years, 2 years, 1 year, 3 years, 10 years. So let's go shout out to Ms. Bush, EDS, of Sacred Foundation Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for joining us. We have Michael, thank you so much. We have, see who else, Alfred, thank you. It's Al Ford, thank you so much. We also have Apple user, you don't have a name, DM1914, remember, 5 Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, my brother, for joining us. It's good to have you here. As we move forth in talking about the importance of relationship roles, we have to also keep in mind you can never understate how important it is. Because to be able to be in a relationship where each individual, we don't have different ideals, different backgrounds, and it's about what they need from the relationship. Not what they want from the relationship. It's what they need from the relationship. And we all must be able to search ourselves to understand. See, it's up to each individual in the relationship to communicate their needs to their mate. See, that's one of the most important aspects of a healthy relationship. That's communication. Communicating your needs. Don't always communicate your wants. Communicate your needs. That builds a healthy relationship. Because without communication, effective communication, it is difficult to resolve conflict and build a strong bond. Each person must understand that their needs is important, but each person needs to feel like they can express their thoughts and feelings freely without fear of judgment and criticism. Give a shout out to our next sponsor. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in, and the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you online by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell. Ask for your location. You can chat with Dr. Rosa D. Smith as we talk about what is your role in a relationship. Our next sponsor, Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana, Alabama.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal.
In meat and three.
Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays.
Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West State Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 till 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Check out Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgetown, Alabama. That's 261 Highway 106 West, and that's Georgetown, Alabama, and that's zip code 36033. The co-owners, members of Phi Beta Fraternity and Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, her husband and wife, that is Brother Marvin Lala Smith, along with his wife, Sarah Katrina Roper Smith. They're doing an awesome job. They said they have the best Southern food in South Central. Give them a call ahead of time if you're traveling south down 65 going toward Mobile or going to the beach for spring break. Destin, Fort Walton, you can go and stop at Georgia because you have to go by the road within a half a mile, which takes you to Fort Walton or Destin. Georgia, the following characteristics which are most common is commitment. Commitment is one of the most important characteristics of a relationship growth. It is the willingness to stay together through good times and bad and to work together to make the relationship better. It also includes being willing to compromise, sacrifice for the other person. That is commitment. Communication is the second thing. It is another important characteristic of relationship growth. It includes being able to talk openly and honest with each other about your thoughts, feelings, and needs. It also includes being able to listen to each other and respect each other's opinion. The next important characteristic is trust. Trust is another important characteristic because it includes being honest with each other and not keeping secrets from each other. Also includes being reliable and dependable. Respect is another characteristic, very important in the relationship role. That includes treating others with courtesy and consideration. Also include respecting each other's opinion, beliefs, and values. Next one is support. It's important as well. It includes being there for each other when things are tough, offering emotional and practical support. Include working together to solve problems. Those are the characteristics of a relationship role, or the role of a relationship. Repeat them. Commitment, communication, trust, respect, support. If we put all that into play, we can have a healthy relationship and be successful. The pros and cons of having a relationship role. See, some people feel that having specific roles can help you keep relationship organized and run smoothly. Now, while others believe that it can lead to feeling unfairness and inequality. I believe if you have specific roles, it helps keep a relationship organized and run smooth. And others believe that those things can lead to the feeling of unfairness along with inequalities. Here are some common pros and cons of having relationship roles. One of the pros is couples divide up responsibilities in ways that suits the individual's strength that comes from communicating. It may provide a sense of stability and predictability in a relationship. We want a stable relationship. Can make it easier for couples communicate their needs and expectations to one another. On the other side, we call these cons. Can sometimes, he's talking about relationship roles now, can sometimes create a feeling of inequality, unfairness, if one person feels they are shouldering more responsibility than the other. Not fair. Uneven. Also, it can lead to tensions and conflict if couples do not agree on who should perform which role. That means communicating and trusting one another. It can make it difficult for couples to adapt to change in their circumstances or role within the relationship. Make it difficult when you're not able to understand and communicate, commit, respect, support. And the final con is, can cause people to feel like they're trapped in a certain role. When you feel like you're trapped, what you gonna do? You're gonna rebel. You're not gonna put the time and effort in. It also puts you in a situation where you're unable to change or grow as a person. When that happens, that your role is just, you might as well just get out of that role. Pretty much as we said, when people show themselves, believe what you see. What is the role of a partner or a mate in your life? Together they create harmony and functional space. Partners slash mates serve as companions on journeys, sharing both its joys and challenges. Whether it's traveling, pursuing hobbies, having a man in your life can amplify these experiences by adding depth and meaning. This is a partner or mate. You got specific on last one. Now, what is the role of a woman in a relationship? See, men look for women because they need some form of stability in the frame of a healthy relationship. They need the ability to communicate, they need to be able to trust, they have to have the ability to communicate, respect, and support, and encouragement. So men look for women because they need some form of stability. We talk about emotional stability. You want to be mature emotionally because you want to be stable enough to deal with situations. Because you want to create a framework for a healthy relationship. See, when it comes to expectations in a relationship, it does not take a lot of effort to know what a man wants. We're talking about what a woman role is in a relationship. Men are separate. Expect their girlfriend, along with their significant other, to perform particular duties. Nothing wrong with that. If you want to become an excellent significant other girlfriend, you need to fulfill the specific significant other girlfriend duties in a relationship. As a woman, what are those duties? What are you supposed to do? These are important roles that by research of several articles and this is the content. One of the things we take care of that person. She's gonna take care of you. Enhance what makes him attracted to you. Motivate him. Luxurate him in the public display of affection. Make him happy. Have peace. Bring joy. Bring love. Be there as a support system. Be a good listener. On the other side, in regards to a man role in a relationship. See, a man's responsibility in a relationship includes respect, trust, consistency, selfless, empathy, physical and emotional support. Be there to listen. Understand her needs. Communicate openly. Show affection. Make time for the relationship. And be faithful. These things provide the feeling of protection. When a man is able to provide a woman with a feeling of being protected by a man, allow her to feel safe in the relationship, and as a result, she will respect him, feel attracted to him, and love him for that. Also, a man committed to the relationship fully. A man fully is his partner's mental and sexual support. A man takes the first initiative. A man speaks his mind always. A man stands up for the relationship. And a man pursues other passions that don't sometimes involve the mate, a partner. And finally, a man can be supported, can be a supportive partner or mate, not just a financial provider. Shared household responsibility, emotional burdens, and decision making equally. All the description I just gave you is what we call a mature, a grown, and a real man. That's a real man. I want to give a shout out to our next sponsor, Tristat LLC. Sorry. I want to make sure that I didn't get by and great.
If you want to purchase some of the best soap and perfume scents in South Central Alabama, contact Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace. The owner is Miss Jennifer Jackson. Contact number 251-369-1344 or go to Facebook. Type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie Angel. There are several items like Bombshell, Chance of a Lifetime, Luddy's Lover, Straight Savage, Manpower, Goat Milk Lotion, and Coming Lavender Sea Salt. So please check her out. Again, that number is 251-369-1344. Soap Gym by Jackson and Grace.
Well, shout out to Soap Gyms by Jackson and Grace. They have a new product that's out. I've got a sample of them called a beard oil for men. You can get with Jennifer Jackson. Go to Facebook, type in Jennifer with one N Jackson or Charlie Angel, and she will be able to share the inventory with you. Do a lot of pop-up stores. There's Soap Gyms by Jackson and Grace. That's Jennifer Jackson and a team of awesome individuals, family members as well, and working, like you said, mom and pop pop-up store. That's what they're doing. And they have some awesome products. If you go to Facebook, you can type in that. Or if you get an opportunity, you can give her a call at 251-369-1344. Soap Gyms by Jackson and Grace. That's Jennifer Jackson. And our next one is Tristat. understand LLC. I want to get to them before we get ready to close out. God has been so good. I think the presence of this individual that when we met to work on doing some things in regards to the young people in Loudoun County. And we did it through sports. And went from there, we developed a relationship that we worked partners in a big one of the workers as a consultant with this business. That's Tristat LLC, Mr. William Scott. You go to Facebook, type in William Scott, and populate the information. You can contact him, and I'm going to share their advertisement.
Tristat LLC can grow your business. We provide specialized business and management consulting services. Tristat LLC meets your consulting needs in the industry of engineering, accounting, research, and management service sector. Contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438 or 334-526-0228.
Mr. William Scott, and that's Tristat LLC. You can contact Mr. William Scott at 334-320-5438, and he, his consulting firm, got everything you need. They can do training of your staff, your manager staff, or just your staff in general. They do research. They work with government agencies to administrate grants, not author grants, but administrate grants. Make sure you get your report together in the end of the cycle. That's what Tristat is really focused on. Have office in Montgomery and Selma, Alabama. So we give a shout out to Mr. Scott. Thank you so much, Mr. Scott, for being a part. Have an awesome team that's working. Give a shout out to T. Gunny. Thank you so much. Fatu, thank you so much. Charlotte Hester, thank you. Gangster joining us. It's good to have you, Gangster. Yeah, Ivory Pearson, Gail Terry, thank you. Francina Hunt, thank you. P. Buggy, thank you. KC, DJ Boom, thank you. Carter, thank you so much. Fernanda, thank you so much. Stephen Stolen, Roger, thank you so much. Bird, thank you. Fire Walker, JW2, Apple representative, thank you so much for joining us. We have a few more down at the bottom that we didn't get to. Let me take time to hit. Stormy757, this is Joa, thank you. Vinatero, thank you so much. We have Michelle, thank you so much. Along with Terrell, thank you Terrell for taking time to be here. Bridget. Dr. Turner, thank you so much. Jenny Marshall, thank you. You lift me. Thank you. I'm sorry. That was looking kind of awkward there, but thank you so much for being a part. Jay, thank you for taking time. Donovan Lamar, thank you. May, thank you so much for being here. We want you to send us some hearts, though. I would ask you to send a few hearts. This is Benay Floyd. Thank you. When I'm looking in the background, I may be wrong, Benay, but I'm seeing that blue and white member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much for joining us and being a part of. As we get ready to close out with our final thoughts, is what role do partners play in a healthy, long-lasting relationship of marriage? See, there's no the different types of relationship, but there's no single set of roles. And it's not one specific. But when we try to look at some general rules that is present in most healthy relationships, we think about honesty, trust, self-love, respect, support, commitment, compromise, dedication, open and effective communication, where the mate or partner can see the effort for this relationship to be successful. There's no imbalance of power where one person has all the power and then the other person is left behind. See, partners in what we call a long, healthy, long-lasting relationship of marriage, partner slash mate respect each other's independence and can make their own decision without fear of retribution or retaliation. It's a shared decision. See, in a healthy relationship, again, or marriage, the role mate plays should be centered around vulnerability. See, relationships are not going to work if you're not willing to be vulnerable. You can't get where you need to go until you're willing to open your inner self and connect with someone God has blessed you to be in your presence with, and you in their presence. You have to make sure for it to last a mighty long time. You have to understand that your core values plays a very important part in a healthy relationship. Your fundamental beliefs and principles establish your standard of behavior and influence how you see the world. See, sharing similar core values can indicate a potential relationship success, but doesn't mean you or your mate needs to agree on everything. It's still possible to have a lasting relationship with different values. If you can respect one another, you can have a long-lasting relationship. If you can understand that you have to develop a solid foundation . The whole saying, if a house is built on solid ground, would include rocks, include a clay-like surface, you got surface, you got a chance to have a sturdy foundation. But if it's built on sand, sand will sink and give away. So we have to make sure we build a firm foundation in our relationship to have a long-lasting relationship. When we're talking about solid foundation, we talk about core values and beliefs. And those core values and beliefs that allow a relationship to be a long-lasting, healthy, strong relationship are family, open-mindedness, forgiveness, flexibility, loyalty, financial responsibility, empathy, intimacy, spirituality, accountability, humor, and last but not least, work ethic. So as the question in our title, what is your role in a relationship? Let's not always think about a romantic relationship. But if you have good core values and beliefs, you're going to be successful in whatever kind of relationship there is. If you have hard work, old saying, as we spoke about faith versus fear last night in our show, see, if you have faith and understand that in James 2, it is, faith is dead without work. Are you willing to work to make sure your relationship is successful? Are you willing to accept your role? Because with that role become expectations and responsibility. Truly, we hope something we shared with you tonight puts you in a position to build a strong foundation with someone that God is blessed to be in your life. You got to have trust. You got to be able to communicate. You got to be willing to be committed. You have to have some belief that you believe in. You have to have support, respect, be willing to compromise. These are the things that allows you to be successful in a healthy relationship. It was awesome coming for you tonight, and I hope something we shared that I said earlier, you can take forth and grow with it. Understanding that it's important that we build a strong foundation. I want to give a shout out to a few other people that's joining us. No one will love them. Vanessa, thank you. Camilla, thank you so much. We have Uncle, I'm going to say Keith. Dude, thank you so much, Uncle Keith. Billy C. and Terrell join us. Who's the only one lately has joined? Thank you so much. I'm looking at my other devices. Thank you so much, each and every one. I want to tell you all, I love each and every one of y'all. It's coming from my heart. And on tomorrow, we will have an awesome show planned at 7:30 tomorrow, Talking Sports Plus Primetime. And it starts at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to focus on historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. This is our first show we have. We kind of changed the name to it. Started in 2017. That's how long Talking Sports Primetime been in existence. Started off as Real Sports Talk. Now it's Talking Sports Primetime since 2017 and still standing. We thank you for taking time to support us tonight. We look for you to come join us tomorrow at 7:30. We're going to talk some sports. We're going to talk about historical black colleges. Talk about our high school and our middle school. Talk about how the March Madness just completed. We're going to spend some time. Give a shout out to ATW7135. Thank you so much. Again, I want to tell you, hashtag responsible. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. That's using the three skills that goes along with communication. Listening, that mental thinking, and your articulation of what you heard and what you thought about and how you want to respond. That's the way we want to do it. Make it do what it do with another hashtag. We got this. And we're so excited on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And we're so proud of having an opportunity to say the first radio station to take all the social media media sites and put them into existence. We're broadcasting on Big O Live. We're broadcasting on TikTok. We're broadcasting on Facebook, Instagram, Blog Talk Radio, YouTube Television. And we're just doing what God bless us to do. Thank you so much for joining us and being a part. So we look to see you tomorrow. I have you tomorrow. But our last promo that we have to play, we truly want to give these guys an awesome hands clap, because you know they're doing some good things down in Greenville, Alabama. Those are the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. They're doing some things that allow them to continue to impact the community. And I'll tell them, keep doing what you're doing, because God has blessed you. And as we close out, the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, want to advertise through WBSW Radio, because they are partners. But make sure we play their advertisement.
The Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama, invites you to connect with them. You can check them out if you go to Instagram, and that's Z Squad Greenville 1981. Twitter, Zeta Phi Sigma underscore with the number 10. And or email the chapter at Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville at gmail.com. We're all about making it do what it do. We're going to stand by our motto, culture for service and service for humanity. Brothers, make it do what it do. Indeed, a pleasure to talk about the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Sanctify Sigma Greenville with the number 10. And if you want to tweet them, those brothers, that's Sanctify Sigma underscore 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.